Dear God, please do your best to protect us from the most demented of your children, Britney Spears. For she's shown she cannot protect us from herself. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. What's going on?
I'm talking about Britney today.
Patrice is here, obviously, but she's been on strike talking about Britney Spears for how long?
Probably since around my birthday. When? So since February-ish.
That's almost like a half a year.
I gave her a break, but I'm not here tomorrow because I said June 1st. So I figure it's June 1st in Australia. So
Patrice, our gossip woman, felt bad for Britney for a while and decided not to talk about it.
Not so much feel bad, but it's like a retard dancing. It's not nice to make fun at a certain point.
However, now, how come it's okay?
Because she's showing that she's not going to try. So why should I try if she's not going to try?
All right, we'll get to that. Where is it? Brown Sugar Mama says, hey, any ideas where I can find a picture of Patrice? I've seen you and Keith, Spooky, and now even Deuce, along with others from the show, but I have yet to find a picture of Patrice. Help us, sister, out. Thanks. If there was a way.
There is a way.
By
the Boston show.
Ooh.
Online, keithandthegirl.com/live.
Live.
If you buy the Live in Boston show, I do special things on there.
You not only will see what she looks like, you'll see what she talks like, drink like, gets felt up like, sings like.
God, I'm a fun girl. I always knew it, but damn.
Well, now we caught it on video.
Speaking of fucking retarded, by the way, yesterday, the Brother Love after show, I believe. We started at 7 p.m., the regular show.
Right. The show went on for like an hour and 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And for Brother Love, it's always fun to leave the mics on after. Because mm-hmm. Brother Love likes to hang out, likes to tell stories.
Yeah, I met him for the first time Tuesday night. He's fun.
Was that the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the first time like you guys hung out.
Yeah, yeah. It's always been in passing.
He's never been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's cool. He tells stories. He's really funny and blah, blah, blah. And that man can drink.
That man can drink
Keith under the table.
Keith's pink.
Keith, Jesus Christ. I see, like, Brother Love drinks two beers. Then I get him another one. He goes, give me two. And he passes one to Keith as if to be like, come the fuck on. So we all stayed up for a while. Like, the show was done at 8-something. And I stayed up until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sweet Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I did not want to go to sleep. But I knew one of us had to be up during like daylight times the next day. You know, there's bank stuff. There's like, God damn it. So I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm going to go to sleep. And I love that I'm an adult because I'm putting myself to sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I really, really didn't want to go to sleep. And I was tired hours before, but like excitement keeps me up. So I just didn't want to go.
And us non-adults went to bed at 11 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Brother Love missed his audition. And
Did he miss it? He just didn't go.
right. And he fell asleep on, he crashed on our couch for just a couple hours, woke up at around 2 o'clock, and was like, I got to go to work. And he had to go to work today.
Nice.
Terrible.
I've done that here before. Poker nights.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I have to go to work the next day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've
had... bring my pajamas. I know how it works here.
That's true. I feel like you come for the night and, like, you leave the next night. There's people passing out, waking up, so there's, like, shifts of people. Mm-hmm. That's why we always have to have food on the premises here. I bought, like, $40 worth of, like, Italian, you know, like...
Pizza,
ziti, salad,
I've always
whatever.
Eaten the oddest things for breakfast here. It'd be, like, cheese doodles and Papa John's. Yeah, I'm going to work now.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. But we finished the whole thing because it was like shifts of eating.
Yeah.
Just, okay, now we'll have a pizza. Now we'll have a roll. Now we'll have some
salad.
That's
how Taco Bell came up with that fifth meal bullshit.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because all of a sudden at 3 a.m, I need a slice with pepperoni to thin crust.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, like, you know, we're
you
in Queens.
Asleep.
Yeah. Everything is pretty much closed for 10 or 11, especially if you want it delivered.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get ready for this shit.
Here's some feedback still from the other night. Holy shit, you guys are still there? I heard you before I got in the shower to go to work. Now I'm leaving work and you're still there.
Uh-huh. You did a shift. Look at that.
Thanks, Brother Love. My girlfriend loves it when I scream, ow, Brother Love, and she gets all horny, and then we have great sex.
Wow. He's going to love hearing that.
Do you guys ever sleep? I went to bed with the live show of Mayors. I woke up to the sound of Brother Love to the after show. I've been to work and back, and you're still fucking going.
1 second, baby.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. I'm like kid, like JR. I don't know if you remember with like the Borat paper. I actually have it graded. It's on my wall in my room.
Oh, what'd you get?
What paper is this?
Yeah, remind everybody. And us.
It's when I wrote the poem about Black History Month.
That's what I told you that it was right. Him. Yeah. Okay, so we helped you write the poem, right?
Yeah, and I was just catching up on the shows because I haven't listened to them in a while because I've been busy.
Okay, well, so what did we get?
Age, sex, location. What's going on? How old are you?
Yeah, and...
don't act like you didn't hear me. How old are you?
We can, fax the paper to you, maybe, tomorrow or
Children
something.
Can't pay attention these days.
Okay, how...
how old are you?
I'm 13. I thought I was 13, but...
What did we get on our paper? Because I think you fucked it up for us.
Well, at 13, you got a satisfactory, didn't you?
What'd you get?
What did we get?
What?
What grade did we get on our paper?
That ADD is 100. Rampant.
100?
Yeah, she loved it.
All right.
Good times.
Give me your teacher's phone number because she's a sicko. Your teacher's nuts.
I don't know it. She's and you guys are Italian. She's a little stinad.
How many kids are in your class?
Two. I'm homeschooled.
I go to a private school, so it's about 22.
Now, private because your parents paid money or private because you need a little bit more attention?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what Mama thought. Mama thought that. It's okay, baby. That's right. Just stay away from that kid in the helmet. He's trouble.
Listen, you go to a private school. One of you guys have a scanner. Scan your paper in and email it to info@keithandthegirl.com.
He's not going to retain all that.
Listen back to this. Rewind it a few times. You'll get it right.
You're right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's right. Don't go running into walls, boo. I knew he went to a special school. I ain't got to tell my ass that twice.
Jess NYC said, "That's the Dollop of Daisy kid. I love him. This is the kid that goes, that commercial was so stupid. Dollop of Daisy tastes good on anything. I put on a
sour
banana.
Cream,
it's
yeah.
Bullshit." That's not true. Nick Star, quick update on him selling his stuff on eBay. His Nintendo is for 1 cent, and the Microsoft Zoom 1 cent. So
let's,
which Nintendo?
Let's get it for 2 cents.
Right.
Come on.
So anyway, the first 6 hours or so of Brolo, we are going to put up. There's Hemda seducing a woman.
Oh, geez.
People are like, A, B porn? It's A through Z porn.
I don't know what happened.
It all started with talking about a comic strip that's on Keith and the Girl. Next thing on the forums, and next thing you know, where are your pants? Next thing you know,
I'm
my girlfriend's
telling,
a dom.
I'm telling her to shut her face and put her hands down her
pants.
It's
very exciting.
Sweet Jesus.
Maria, what nationality would you say Maria is?
Puerto Rican.
Hemda was talking to Brother Love, just gets up, goes in the next room, calls into our show to talk to Brother Love in her Maria voice, and it's a long call. It's 7 minutes, let's say, and he had no idea it was her. As soon as the call's over, Hemda comes back in, and Brother Love's explaining the call to him. That's somewhere in the 6 hours.
It was Keith is cracking
he had
up.
No idea.
Puerto Rican voice is very convincing in general. No one ever guesses it's you.
I think everybody on camera knew it's me.
Yeah.
Because they know your voice to know it like that.
Well, fucking
you've probably
Brother
done
Love.
Maria before.
True, yes. It's this kind of voice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was so much fun.
Hey, listen, I love you, Maria. I don't need your love.
I don't need your love, Brother Love. What I need is some pussy.
singing duets. Me and Brolo were singing Brolo's own songs.
God bless.
That was a treat for him to hear my voice, quite frankly.
I think it was.
So we're gonna make sure you subscribe to the backstage shows for when we put those up within the next night or two.
It's on the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums.
Hey there, Hemda and Keith. I'm a 32-year-old black mom of two, and I've been listening to your show for about 3 months. I haven't caught up with all the past shows yet, but I do love Thursdays with Patrice, and I've downloaded a lot of those to catch up on. You recently had one of 911 call you played on Thursday from a mom about her disrespectful son, and I played for a few friends, and we all laughed over and over at it for days. My favorite line is from Patrice, commenced to beating his motherfucking ass on a t-shirt, cross my chest. hilarious. So for one, I love your show. Two, I've become a bit more of a freak since I started to listen to your show because I listen to most of the time in the grocery store when I'm shopping, and I've been caught laughing out loud on more than one occasion.
Can I tell you, based on just in reference to that, I get we get MySpace emails saying that I have more balls to say what I really need to say in life because of the show.
Aww.
And I think that I do as well. And I think that we're starting the movement of just say shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, if that's how you feel, just say it.
That's nice, but when you're talking to me, watch your fucking mouth.
You can go ahead with that, but let's not get crazy.
I don't think it means, like, just, you know, yelling and screaming and cursing at people.
It doesn't mean being an asshole. It doesn't mean become one of those people that, like, you know what, I'm going to tell the truth.
Right.
You know, these are the
walk around with Tourette's.
Right. No, no matter what.
I get nuts.
Right. No, it's more about, like, you know what, I'm really bothered by something, and I never wanted to say anything because, God forbid, I get anything, okay? Like, you know, it's more like having your rights.
Being more assertive.
Yes.
Okay. Although others may be taken aback, I don't mind this at all. In fact, I usually just look at them and say something like, I can't help it, it's Keith and the girl. So far, no one has a clue what that means, but I continue to have hope that someone will one day answer back, maybe with the what do we do now or something. My recent obsession with your show has become quite apparent in my house. I can't listen to you around my kids, 11 and 7.
Not the babies.
I don't see why not 11. And I usually walk around with my headphones on here in the house trying to catch up on your old episodes. My son has gotten to the point that when I tuck him into bed at night and he sees me with the iPod headphones on, he says, are you listening to that Keith and some girl now?
Aw, at least you wait until he goes to bed.
In parentheses, don't knock him, he's just 7. What did she think I was going to say?
Some girl, he got this fucko.
How does he know every goddamn time?
Well, nothing really important to say, but if I lived on the East Coast, blah, 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 blah. Just curious if Patrice and I are the only black... Are you kidding me? Okay. Well, nothing really important to say, but if I lived in the East Coast, I would be trying to get a night out and see you guys live. So, if you make it out to the Midwest anytime soon, I'd love to know. A quick question. Any idea how many black females you have listening? I recently heard you say 25% of your listeners are female. Just curious if Patrice and I are the only black women listening to y'all.
That's ridiculous. First of all, no. Patrice doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, exactly. Take me out that pool. Because if I listened, I'd have nothing to talk about with them. Second, more than a few black girls have friended me on MySpace that have you guys in their top whatevers. So,
by the way, Patrice, somebody commented on our MySpace saying that it's a comment for you because you refuse to friend them.
Are they in an awful band? No, actually, I fell behind a little bit on the MySpace because my computer is sneezing at me. So I've been doing stuff at work.
Okay, so
and
you're not
MySpace.
I can't
be at work up on the MySpace. I went in yesterday, I think, at work and tried to get some of them from like a month ago.
But you're not like...
I'm not as MySpace whore as I used to be.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I still am, ladies and gentlemen.
We are MySpace.com/Keith and the Girl, and you can see,
the cartoon.
Yeah, who did the cartoon? St. Marcos? Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it.
I did this hilarious cartoon, I believe, is on the MySpace.
The link to it is on the MySpace comments.
So she finishes with, I read the article about you two in the New York Observer, and I'm not sure if Keith is really racist or not, although some of your guests have me wondering. But I love him so far, and Hamda, you are too wonderful for words.
Aw, Keith's not a racist.
I might be. Hamda's fine.
No, you've drank from my cup. True racist. You've let me use your toilet.
You don't know what we do before and after you
didn't
come.
Make the face. Like, no, you gonna let the brown go to the bathroom? We're good.
Your voice is so fun to hear every day, and you're both very refreshing to listen to, especially on Thursdays. I love the things you say about your family and relationships and blah, blah, blah. So she likes the voice, but unfortunately not sure if he's racist.
No, you're good.
Well, thank you, Niglet. That, of course, was from...
what was it? Tuesday night? I was like, I wish somebody would bring the word colored back, like, seriously, instead of calling people black people, like, colored.
Oh.
Like, we are all colored, in a sense. We're all different shades. If you explained it, they couldn't get mad.
I would love for you to sit across from Oprah and explain that to her.
Say, Oprah, I'm colored. Or Negro with an E. Something about Negro and E with the E visually just does it for me.
Because you think about it more and how to spell it, yeah.
I saw Oprah today, like, after...
What bullshit was she popping at?
And usually that's the case, but today she was talking about people who make a difference in children's worlds, and I swear to God, I'm such a sucker for that. I was going to call... I'm an asshole still, but I almost called the number that she was giving out to become a mentor for a child.
That's how she gets bitches.
She's looking for a million of us. I'm counting myself in now.
Hamza, just to meet people for regular things, you're late. You know what that would do to a child?
I know. That's why I don't sign up. I'm like, no, I'm going to fuck up somebody. But I want to.
I can't be a mentor because they might Google me.
I forgot about that.
Like, I did college and I know shit and I can write and I know math. But
and mm-mm. honest and really, it was totally about black kids more than mm-hmm. anything. And because I'm trying to think, like, was there any like white whatever, but it was definitely about black kids, low-income communities, things like that, you know.
I'd be lovely for that. I was never in it in the first place. I could teach y'all how to read and not say nigga a lot,
and that's cool. But the thing is she's like, we need mentors. And there was stuff where it's like black teachers staying out of after school for the black students mm-hmm. In a school that has all the races. It was focused on the black kids. So I said to myself, like, are they only looking for black mentors?
No.
And I understand that you're saying no. And I understand, like, mentor is a mentor. But she didn't specify. And the whole show was about black kids.
A lot of white ladies that watch Oprah. But black kids, because Oprah likes to help black kids. I know. That's why she went to Africa and built that whole school.
But it was all about, like...
Black kids and inner city kids specifically.
But not that. It was about black mentors with the black kids.
Helping those kids.
Yeah. So it wasn't like...
She didn't show the school in Appalachia where all the white people are coming in to help.
No. Specific, mm-hmm. like, they need to see black doctors. They need to see black people in good positions. They need some, like, but... I'm white. I'm not in a good position.
I'm white.
Is anyone
in jail.
Interested?
Can I go?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I could just go and mentor anywhere. But I thought that she should say something like that, since the whole thing was based on black kids watching black adults, right?
Well, a lot of times I used to do this year they didn't have as many, the Saturday trips with that school in Harlem, because that was just enough.
I remember
enough,
you doing that. I wanted to come with you.
That was just enough volunteering. Like, I didn't have to necessarily get attached to a kid and then like feel bad if I couldn't do it anymore. Yes, it was noncommittal, but there were all kinds of people, but it does tend to be a lot more white teachers that volunteer to stay on the weekend and do it then.
And I don't think ultimately it matters. At least somebody's taking you to the zoo.
It doesn't
whatever.
Ultimately, but
I
of
do
course.
Get I do get that you do need to see somebody like you. I do mm-hmm. get that. And Wendy Williams, the host that I always talk about, the talk show host, she talks about how and she's I don't whatever. She talks about how she takes her kid to a black pediatrician. She mm-hmm. takes her kid to like whatever type of good job, quote unquote.
Right.
Like she
tries. Like, I want to grow up to be a fireman. I want to grow up to be a doctor. You take.
She tries to make a lot of these kinds of people be mm-hmm. black people in her
positive
child's life.
Sort of reinforcement.
And you think about it, and you're like, is that okay? And then you go, fuck yeah, it's okay.
Why not?
Like, whatever. Why not?
Isn't it weird? It is weird though.
It's weird until you think about it. Like, it's sad when you have to make an effort like that. I don't have to make an effort my kids to go to a Jewish doctor. She has to make an effort.
To show that she black understand, people can do anything?
To show her kid that there's
that
like that of you.
They do that.
Yeah.
As opposed to letting him turn onto the Chingy video and see that you can get a room at the Holiday Inn with holes in the back.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot more in your face black basketball players and black
Although
rap artists.
Although, at the same token, if you were white and you specifically did that, all of a sudden you don't want black people touching you. Like, to flip the script.
I understand that, but it is a different script, though.
It is.
It is.
But that's going to be the defense to it, why you shouldn't do it, is because if I was white and did that, just like, why is there no WET where the way there's BET? Right.
It's different, and you sound ignorant if you don't understand that that's different. And that concludes the deep portion of the Keys and the Girl show.
Damn.
I would be a big brother, but I quit so many jobs that I get paid to do.
Exactly. Right. I didn't want to do that, because I mean, if it's a kid who's from a genuinely bad neighborhood and every time they see you, you're doing something like kick ass and fun, instead of listening to mom yell at the boyfriend, okay, fine, that's a stereotypical situation or whatever is actually going on in your home, and you know that Patrice is coming to take you to the zoo on Sunday, and then on Sunday, I realize that Saturday night's hitting me kind of hard, and I don't want to go take Junior to the zoo. I don't want to. I want to. You can't sit it out with a kid.
Yeah, and I start thinking, like, you know, what are my Mondays like anyway?
Right.
I think I could take out 4 hours of my schedule, because what do I do on Monday?
Right.
I probably do things, but I could probably move
I'm
them,
not,
right?
I'm just not consistent enough. Yeah, I know
that
about myself.
But what if, like you said, Monday hits me and it's 90 degrees.
Exactly.
And
ain't nobody working. Let's go to the beach. We can't take Junior to the beach.
And I'm another asshole in this kid's life.
Exactly. Let me just see you on a Saturday once a month and I'm good.
Yeah. I'm an ass. I feel...
I'm not responsible.
I know I couldn't do it because I would need the kid to like be a certain way. I'd need
I couldn't get an asshole kick.
Right. I'm like, you better appreciate these 4 hours. You know what I mean?
You know what? And I wouldn't need that. I totally pictured I would need a sensitive kid. So yes. I could just be all like taking him in. You know
I tend to pick the quiet bookwormy kid when we go on Saturday
trips. That's what I would want. I would
want the one that's kind of respectful and says thank you every few minutes. And I'm just like, okay, I like you. You want some gum?
Yeah. And just need somebody to not call him a nerd for a few days. Yes. Like that kind of kid.
Because I was a nerd then. So
it's like,
you always want sort of the mirror image of yourself at that age.
I wasn't a nerd. I wish I was. But I like those kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I
don't want the whatever kid that wants to wear the iPod headphones the whole time we're at the fucking museum. I will leave you in the museum. Right. I'm not your mother.
Who the fuck are you texting?
Actually, his mother would leave him.
That's the problem. Exactly. That's the problem with that scenario. I would leave you. They only have my phone number. I can change that.
getting back to the race thing and, you know, how just seeing some things are weird. I think pictures that, and I happen to have one in front of me now, I think pictures where they do something to the race so it doesn't look racist seems so racist. Let me explain. The like commercials on TV, say hair products or something. Well, hair products maybe trying to give different styles. Mm-hmm. But just a commercial about anything, about car insurance.
Okay.
And you have three people hanging out. Say three people are hanging out at dinner and they're talking about any kind of product, cars, anything. And they deliberately have a black, a white, and an Asian. And you're just like, they deliberately put that together. That's weird to me.
That doesn't offend me. You know what offends me?
It doesn't offend me, but I notice. I'm like, you deliberately did. Like, that's a weird thing of racism,
and
too.
And then the Asian is always a woman. But
right.
But I think even worse
than
that.
Well, you don't want to think small penis when you think of their company.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true. But this, as another example, what offends me more, let's say it's a Chrysler, a car.
Okay.
When you're on a mainstream channel, let's say it's airing during like that Friends block that used to be on Thursdays or whatever, it would be the Chrysler Sebring, your car to adventure. You get to the black channel when you want to lay back and relax. You want to drive a Sebring.
And you can tell. You can tell who wants what. IKEA started having gay people in their ads.
Yeah, in the print ads.
And they're like the only ones. In the real commercials also on TV. So you
but
can
I think that it's weirdly offensive because, A, you're saying that it's the fancy black people that only listen to jazz because there's always some like jazz soundtrack in the back and the kids are in the back coming from soccer showing that, you know, the people who can buy our cars take care of their kids. Whereas with the white people, they're taking out like rappelling equipment from the trunk because they're going on some white people adventure because only white people are flinging themselves down, which is kind of true. I don't do that, but that's not the point.
It's true, though. They also have the print ads like that, the street ads like that. You
even
go to
for, like,
Harlem.
SUV.
You go to Harlem.
For SUV.
Every
for when
ad.
You want more bling. Like, it'll be like a navigator. But for white people, it's for when you want to get away and open up adventure. You want to open the road when you're white. True. When you're black, you want to fit all the homies and go to the club.
It's true. Yeah, you're
it's
absolutely
it's the same
right.
car.
Yeah.
Why can't I go on a road trip?
But how about this for offensive? They do tests on that. It's not like they're
of course.
Taking
this
out
from
thin air.
I know they don't get that from out of nowhere.
Yeah, they don't. But they don't get it out of nowhere. They don't get it to offend. On the contrary, they get it to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting to you clearly.
Oh, definitely.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. You know, all those dumb commercials, even when they have nothing to do with race, all the dumb commercials that you're like, what is that? Why are people talking funny? Apparently, they ran some tests, and this is what people respond to. And that might be sadder.
Yeah.
There's the picture I was talking about is they're at a movie theater, and it's I remember reading about this whenever they first talked about it, but I guess now it's official. Regal Entertainment Group, they own theaters, a chain of theaters, has a little control that you can have in the movie theater and to rat on people. Someone's wrong with the picture. Two, sound. Three, you're seeing somebody piracy. Four, other disturbances. Everybody's going to be clicking.
I'm an other disturbance.
Of course. Well, that's how do they handle that in the picture? Well. They happen to have the black guy
on the
cell phone.
Ha ha! No,
we'll cover that. We'll fix that.
We'll fix it.
There's another black guy in
who's
there.
Who's also offended.
Who's offended. Just like the Asian. Just
the
like
Indian.
The white guy.
Oh, wow.
That's an unspecified guy in the back there. He might not be white.
Right.
They should do like our feedback. You know how our feedback, you can only write every 60 seconds? You can only click that twice throughout your whole theater experience. Imagine, you know, it's Spider-Man that just came out and the whole theater is full and everybody's
clicking
buttons.
That's what I'm saying.
Buttons.
It depends on the movie. If I go to the Angelica or IFC or one of those kind of fancy, smally arter movie theaters, I'm specifically quiet. If I'm going to go see Stomp the Yard, like how we went to see Stomp the Yard, or I'm seeing the bullshit Lizzie Lohan movie, I'm not making any promises.
Is there, what's the new bullshit? Knocked Up.
Any I'm going to make noise that whole movie.
Any chance you want to go make noise with me on that?
Yeah.
That is the worst
movie
ever.
That's supposed to be June's ladies movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Done.
Okay.
You guys aren't even buying tickets. You're just running in, making noise, and leaving.
No, but that's you heard it. That, ladies?
Yes, ladies. Gear up. So I will be on MySpace this week, apparently.
That's the only way Potato will respond to you.
If I'm in a theater, and it could be an otherwise empty theater, and a African-American, a woman of color,
don't
or a man of color.
Makes me anxious.
walks in, I'm pressing other disturbances right away.
Exactly. She's in my atmosphere.
Wasn't there one time where like a rat came out when you were in the theater?
Yes, in the movie theater in Union Square.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like it ran across somebody and then across the wall.
I was very Caucasian that time. I went home and wrote a letter. They sent me a free movie ticket.
You know how many times I cursed and like the whole ride to back home, I'm writing a letter in my head. By the time I get home, I'm like,
this is different. It's rats and I'm in the dark with food. Ugh. That's not cool. And I told the manager and he was just like, whatever, bitch. Of course there's rats. That was like his experience. Like, whatever, huh? Keep it moving. I already got you $11. And that pissed me off. So I went home and wrote a letter.
I like that. I admire you.
Anything come of the letter?
I got 2 free passes.
All
right. What the fuck?
To the same theater.
2 free passes to buy more popcorn.
Yeah, but I think it was for any in the chain, and I specifically didn't go back to that one.
Boo.
To the rat movie.
And I think I got a lady fired from Cinnabon one time because I wrote a letter.
What was your letter?
I went to Cinnabon. It was in Grand Central, Penn Station, whichever one you take the Long Island Railroad from.
Cinnabon, by the way.
Mm. Yeah. And it was I was on a diet hardcore, and this was my, I'm going to have a Cinnabon on the train on the way out because I'm an asshole, whatever.
Okay.
So I ordered a Cinnabon.
So you're already upset.
I'm already upset I'm having a fucking Cinnabon. So I ordered a Cinnabon, and you know what? Since we're partying, put some extra frosting in the bag.
Duh.
She gave me attitude the whole transaction. Can I help you? What would you like? I'm reading the menu. You got 14, 15 fucking colors blinging at me. Give me a second. I know you basically sell Cinnabons, but there's a lot of other shit going on up there, too. So I ordered the Cinnabon. And she's like, anything else? May I have an extra frosting, please? Anything else? Less attitude. So she rings me
now
up.
Now, wait. While you're there, you don't say anything. Are you polite the whole way?
She's black. I'm black. So I don't know if she's sister girl in me, which I'm not accustomed to. So it always sounds like you're pissed. Like, girl, these white people are on my last nerve. What you want? I didn't know if she was coming at me like that or if she was genuinely being nasty.
Right.
Until the end of the transaction, I gave her a 20. She gave me back change for a 10. And I said, oh, I gave you a 20. Give me my money.
Did you say it like that? No.
No.
Okay.
I was like, I gave you a 20 just now. You gave me a 10. I gave you a 20. I just came from ATM. All I have is 20s.
Oh, there you go.
So there's a manager standing a few feet away. And I'm like, dude, I gave your girl a 20. And he's like, well, she just came in so we can count the drawer, whatever. They count the drawer. She actually given me a 20. They realized I'd given her a 20. And she's like, I guess you were right. Don't guess, bitch. I was correct. So he's like, have a nice day. He's trying to, like, you know, simmer. So I leave.
By the way, that would piss me off because counting that shit, I don't care when she clocked in, that takes a long time. And those Long Island Railroad things,
I'm on a schedule.
If you miss it, you got to wait an hour sometimes.
Thank you. And it was rush hour too, so I'm trying to get a fucking seat.
Right, with your Cinnabon.
So I got a seat, thankfully. Get on, open up my little Cinnabon. Not only, because she had turned around to get a hot one, not only did the actual Cinnabon not have any frosting, the bitch didn't put my extra frosting in the bag.
Aww.
I wrote a letter. And
to my congresswoman.
And like 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from a phone number I don't recognize from the middle of no place. It's a regional manager for Cinnabon.
What?
Do you remember her name? I was like, yeah, her name is Charmaine. And so they wear name tags. How am I not know her name?
Did you have to check your diary?
No.
Is
I remember.
There a list on your
because
wall?
As she's talking to me, I'm trying to not look at her eyes so I don't get pissed. And I was looking at her name tag. Charmaine's the bitch that did it. And I've passed by that Cinnabon multiple times, like a week after that and 2 weeks, even up to now. Ain't no Charmaine there no more. And they sent me a coupon for
And they done sent me a coupon.
They sent me a coupon for a free Cinnabon, extra frosting, and a soda. Like 15 of them in a pack.
Oh, 15.
Mm-hmm. I had to give them away. I'm fucking with that. Be like 500-600 pounds. That's crazy.
That actually is 500-600 pounds.
But that bitch started it. Whatever. Got you let go from your little job, didn't I?
You know what, though? You can write a letter to every single place here.
I'm a fan of the letter now.
No, but and just be fed. Just be fed.
You can be fed. You know? No, it has to be quantified. Like, I don't want to get caught in a fake letter. So all my letters are justified.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not writing any letters.
I get up on the phone with Sprint and act a fool.
A couple letters and then you make it a weekend. You got your coupons for Pizza Hut, Cinnabon, uh-huh. and you see a movie.
Dave and Buster's.
Right. I pay Sprint $59 a month, but I have the number for executive customer service because I call them so much. Don't escalate me. Give me executive customer service. They're like, how the fuck this bitch know? She pays $59 a month. Put me on the phone.
Don't escalate me.
Don't escalate me.
We got all the terminology.
There's a controversy brewing in Colorado over the name of a burger at a family-owned Italian restaurant.
Nigga with cheese?
It's called Nigger Burger, yeah.
Okay.
The Blue Parrot in Louisville has a burger on its menu called the Wop Burger.
Oh.
To some, the name has a negative connotation, but to others,
actually,
it's no big deal.
That's a dance move. Ready, Patrice?
And a Whopper. You would think Burger King would sue first.
Yeah, yeah. The Blue Parrot owners, Joe and Joan, said since the restaurant opened
in
1919.
Smarter than me.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the WAP, that's why.
You don't remember the WAP?
I don't remember the WAP. Exactly. I don't remember how to do it.
I'm sorry, but right now I'm blacker than you. Just for right
this
moment.
No, I know the Charlie Brown.
An Italian-American customer argued that the name WAP Burger was offensive and is an ethnic slur.
What does it stand for again?
WAP. What does it stand for? Someone will have to send in. While others have the complaint. I think it's wet. I forget.
Something with wet. That's what I remember.
While others said the complaints are political correctness gone too far. He was giving my grandson a hard time about this Whop Burger, this guy said. He said, you have to take it off the menu. According to dictionary.com, the term Whop comes from the word guapo, meaning swagger or pimp. Well, how do you get Whop out of that?
So you know what? Call it a pimp burger.
They should specific, well, because somebody else will complain about that, but they should make up the acronyms, like the, what the acronyms stand for.
Right.
That's something to do with whatever it really is.
WAP stands for with onions, please.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
The owner make extra onions on it, that's all.
See, I couldn't think of something fast enough, but that's my baby.
The owner said they considered changing the burger's name, but their customers told them not to.
We like it.
All over the country, people have said. I've been on the Baltimore radio station. They all have been very supportive. Because of the controversy, the owner said the Whop Burger has become one of the most popular dishes on the
menu. There you go.
I want one.
And you wouldn't have written about us otherwise.
Damn it. Why can't we do something
we're
racist
not McDonald's.
Like that? Damn it.
Hey, Hamda, quick, call me a nigga.
Haven't we been through this
before?
I know.
Before? I'm sorry. I tried. I tried to continue.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's okay.
it's just in. Nick Starr's Zune, which he was trying to get $200-some for that he put on his list, just sold for $159.
That's more than it's selling for in the store right now. That's stupid.
No, I think it's a lot less, right?
It's a lot less. Target has it on Wicked Super. Nobody's buying it still.
Oh, really?
The Zune, Zune was a flop.
They're saying without papers?
That's what I heard.
There we go.
Quack Taddy from home.
Mexicans are wetbacks.
I knew somebody was wet.
Except for Jess.
The Polish government have now realized that Tinky Winky, the gay one, is actually gay. Poor Tinky Winky.
Did Tinky Winky just come out? Is this what's happening?
Right. Once targeted by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, the purple purse-toting TV character is now under attack by Poland's conservative government.
Now that guy's dead, he needs
to open the window for a Polish joke? Why would you do that?
Right. and to find, like, not only are you calling a kid's character gay, and this one so ridiculous, but you how many years ago was this?
That's what I was about to say. A kid's character that was popular damn near 10 years ago.
We all know. Who else came out?
David Hyde Pierce. David he was Hyde the Pierce younger brother on Frasier. He in a blog post posted that he originally came to LA with his partner 10 years ago. Dude, we knew you were gay already. You
didn't I didn't know it. That I just thought he had a stick up his ass, not a dick up his ass. I actually didn't mean for that to come out that
yes,
way, but
I wish that show was still on just so that the grumpy dad could be like, I knew you were a faggot. The end. Credits.
What a dumb show.
It was a terrible, terrible show.
Terrible. And that man was making $1 million an episode, minimum.
He was also a producer. He's a producer of a lot of those shows that were on UPN, Girlfriends. That new one, The
Really?
Game. He's one of the executive producers.
Of Girlfriends? Who, Frasier?
Yes.
The fuck does
no
he know?
No shit. That's how he made money. Is from that.
Who is he? Wow.
He had a writing partner. I think her name is Mara Brock Akil, and she's one of she's the creator of the show.
Girlfriends. And he's the writing
partner. He's the executive producer of Girlfriends.
Does he just add girlfriend in like different spots and that's
No, he just gave them the original money. And he owns the production company that owns the show.
Wow. He's like super duper rich.
Oh yeah, Kelsey Grammer's got money.
Wow.
And that's why he can afford to keep leaving his wives. Take half. I'll make more, bitch.
Here's a story. This scared me a little bit.
I saw that.
It is one of the strangest cases of buyer beware. Fake Trojan Magnum condoms are flooding bodegas in Harlem.
It should terrify you, you racist.
They're showing two packs next to each other, and I don't see the difference.
The problem is that the faux Magnums, they might be actual condoms that were produced in a condom factory, but they're smaller than actual Magnums. Somebody took the time to counterfeit.
Does it still work in China, though?
They're actual condoms. Who knows the quality?
Right.
Because you know how they make fake handbags?
Yeah.
Certain products that we have here, they make fake and sell in like Hong Kong, China. Like they make fake Colgate. They make fake Pantene.
Right.
So they made fake Magnums. And someone bought, you know, trying to get the best deal, bought off the truck.
Everyone has AIDS.
There you go.
The counterfeit condoms have been sold for weeks at corner delis and groceries, even though the condom maker has tried to stamp out the practice. I was going to say, I'm not trying to be a dick, but these are the ones that I use.
From a bodega in Harlem, so you're pretty much okay.
You know what? I used to.
Like, as long as you buy them from a chain store, like a Rite Aid or whatever.
We buy them from Rite Aid now.
Because they buy them from a supplier.
We don't buy a lot because I use the pill. So it's only when like I fuck up or really when you just don't want to get messy. You know what I mean?
But this is more for like the smaller people who buy from like a small wholesaler who bought from a distributor. Not like a Rite Aid or a Target who buys directly from Trojan.
Wow. The packaging, I'll tell you what scared me about it. The packaging looks identical to the real thing, but the imitations come in flimsy plastic wrap instead of the sturdier aluminum foil that surrounds the authentic Magnums.
But that's after you buy it, you realize.
Might not realize if it's your first time buying it or if you don't buy them often enough to know the feel is different. You just see a real condom.
You would just assume this is what Magnum uses or now, they changed, and the government okayed it.
Just like Poland Spring changed the bottle you kept drinking.
Seriously, with that.
Now the cap.
The fakes are smaller than the real thing and have a sweet perfume smell that the originals don't.
So what do you try to mask up?
It's got cheaper lube on it, probably.
Ew, that could really fuck someone
up. It's probably cheaper rubber, cheaper lube.
It's not right, but what can
My
you do?
My vagina just hurt.
Here's a 22-year-old.
For all the babies.
A 22-year-old in Harlem. It's not right, but what can you do about it? When you need condoms quick, you buy them where you can.
Sweet Jesus.
The Daily News had no trouble finding the apparently bogus rubbers in several delis.
When you need condoms quick?
Yeah, sometimes you need them quick.
Are you trapping a bitch? What are you doing?
When you need condoms quick.
You know how it is, boys. I use that brand, it's crazy, said a 34-year-old barber from Harlem. The ones I use are not that small, and they don't smell funny.
See, that's the thing. They're playing in also into the fallacy, too, that you have to buy Magnums.
We urge consumers to buy Magnums from the right place, of course. When I lived at the hostel or somewhere else that was like not the best neighborhood, to get condoms, I'd pick up condoms from the deli, and I wish I didn't ever use these like this, but I have. Delis in New York, they sell condoms on like a roll. Or like
I've never seen that. I've seen it individually packaged with like the lady in the bikini on the front.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. But I would see like a real brand, like Trojan.
I've heard of that.
But they would how many do you need? And they took it off like a roll, like it's lottery tickets.
Like from a health center kind of situation or a doctor would give to you.
And I took it because
some guy told me that once. I was like, "Where's the third condom?" You know, because they come three in a pack. And he's like, "Don't you know that thing?" I'm like, "All right, you're bullshitting me."
No, thank you. Not in my machine.
That's where I've heard of it. I thought he was kidding.
The only time I've seen less than three is when you're in that buying stuff to be on an airplane aisle. And they have like the two Durex by themselves. You buy those.
I don't think I've seen them. I saw the discs. You know how you buy it, like gold chocolate coin.
Bullshit.
Those are expensive.
They are expensive.
Yeah.
Somebody said, were you saying that it's Magnums really aren't bigger?
No, these Magnums are smaller than standard Magnums when you buy the fake ones that they're talking about. But they're also playing into the fallacy if, like, two black guys are in a store, what are you going to go for? I need Magnums, son. Let me get a packet of Magnums, son.
That's what Jeff is saying.
So I don't have a son? Oh, the cheese that's coming out of my face today.
Jeff is saying Magnum condoms. Dr. Drew from Loveline said this. Magnum condoms are the same size as regular condoms, only the reservoir tip is larger. I don't believe that.
That's not true. The tip is larger and the circumference is different. It's not so much the length.
I
have to tell you.
Yes.
This is embarrassing, but it's not. It's only embarrassing because he can tell it's going to be good for him, but... I've seen Keith struggle and the other ones squeeze. And
I didn't need to see that.
Did not squeeze as much. So I'm going to buy the less squeezy ones.
That's what I do. I use. You know what I get?
This is how I say it without sounding like the dresser, like struggling. Like.
I need the Magnum extra less squeezy. I don't sound like an asshole, but I can still tell my story.
I need the Magnums with less ball pitch, please.
It's exactly that. It's just, you know, the, All right.
You didn't need to paint that picture for everybody. You could have just said they fit better.
Listen, that's all. We're trying to have a threesome happening. No.
Call Maria.
Maria's been there.
So I can get cheaper condoms and it smells nice. That's nice. Lavender.
Like gardenia.
Dutch reality television show in which the terminally ill woman is to select one of the three contestants to receive her kidneys when she dies.
Oh my God. An all new low.
Wow.
And what, the rest of them die from kidney failure?
They just don't get it. In this show, due to broadcast this week, a woman identified only as Lisa, 37, will select a recipient based on their history, profile, and conversations with their families and friends. Throughout the 80-minute show, viewers will be invited to send Lisa text messages to advise her.
I hope she dies before
That's worse
it's
than
over.
The Bachelor.
That's terrible.
How about letting a doctor choose? No?
Right, yeah, yeah. But people, of course, are complaining, and he's saying, and they go, listen, we're going to explain this. It's real hard to get a kidney. There's a long list, and it's a big deal. Now these people on the show have a 33% chance of getting one.
Don't shows like that typically like pay the main contestant, and isn't that illegal paying for organs, or is that just here?
TV can get away with anything. Just like
true.
You can film yourself porn, but you can't pay for sex.
Well, good for her for dying, because if you're willing to do that bullshit, you probably weren't a very nice person anyway.
She says, my kidneys are fine. I just wanted to be on TV.
There you go. I got three.
And quick news before we get to Patrice. Engadget, everybody's sending this in.
The website?
Yeah, humansunitedagainstrobots.com. And what we surely hope isn't the opening salvo of the robot insurrection, a 45-year-old Danish municipal worker was tragically killed by an industrial robotic lawnmower this afternoon after the unit tumbled off a slope and onto the poor fellow doing his job. It's the radio-controlled Dvorak Spider 01, and it's this. I saw it. It's this huge lawnmower that's radio-controlled. I mean, huge. I can climb things. For no reason. I mean, why would you even make it that has to climb things?
Well,
and
because
it fell
some
on him
people
and
have
it would easily
a different
kill him.
Terrain, right? Like some people...
You would think you would just have to use that on flat, like you wouldn't use it on an incline purposely.
I even understand inclines, but it's showing it like it can go up, I don't know, 5 feet. Like, you know, nothing stopping this machine. And nothing stopped it. And I bet it, if you ask me, is hydrostatic transmission. I'll have to look that up. That's what I think killed him.
Now, Keith, are you saying that the lawnmower didn't trip, that it fell on purpose?
I'm saying it's a robot that... Yes, Patrice, that's okay. What I'm saying.
Just to break exactly it down. Just saying. To break it down.
Does anyone have an image of this? The thing is coming at her, and it's like one of those weirdo bad horror movies. No! And then you start, like, kind of running out of the way.
I see it more cartoon style, where, like, he looks down to the ground and sees a shadow and looks up, and there's a lawnmower, like, ah!
And then he runs quickly, but with his hands in front of him the whole time.
There
you know how
go.
They have to run straight,
dun, dun,
hands?
Dun, dun, mm-hmm.
Because it's a big thing. Does it go really as, like, how many
how
miles
fast?
Per hour?
Is it faster
so
than
fast.
A Jaguar?
It's weird to die like that. It's just weird.
And it's radio controlled. You don't have to be all up on it. But I'm telling you, this is it. The first modern death, as far as I know, from a robot.
I'm sure there's been more in car factories that use those robot arm deals. Like, once probably knocked someone the devil out.
He just looks so sad.
Listen to the beginning of yesterday's show and get your robot equipment. Together,
there's a robot show in New York this month coming. Of what they're going to be like in 2025.
He's not going to sleep now. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What they're
Japanese robots?
Really? What they're going to be like? that look like hot chicks for
that's
no reason.
Oh, the ones that hide.
Oh.
You gotta see Patrice.
The real fucked up sneaky robots. Where's not the ones. I am a robot. I am your friend. None of that bullshit. My name's Amy.
Where's this at?
I think at the Japan Society.
In New York?
Yeah. It's in timeout. I'll show you later.
I'll go.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Go with a couple of fucking Who Are stickers. And an agenda.
Ah.
And an agenda.
The Japan Society is a very nice place. Don't do that. They're classy.
Yeah.
They have tea ceremony.
I'm not dying because they fucking bow funny. Patrice, what is happening in the world of celebrities, please?
I told Hemdo on Tuesday that this is the dumb broad edition. And it is, because I'm talking about Britney again.
Okay.
And just to run down. Since last, she shaved her head, went to rehab, is growing her hair back, and decided the best way to do so was to start off wearing a wig, but then dye the little hair that grew back in platinum blonde and tie extensions to it, and then cover where she tied it with a headscarf, so she looks positively ridiculous at every moment of the day.
All right.
It's important. Okay. Kevin Federline is winning.
Kevin Federline
has been winning for a while.
Is looking less and less crazy than Britney Spears.
Right. He looks like he had an agenda and followed it. Yeah. She looked like she had an agenda and like shat right on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. He is now hanging out with Wilder Valderrama. The two are considering buying a restaurant together.
Why not?
He now has a new trick to foil paparazzi. The fact that Kevin Federline still needs to trick paparazzi because they're interested is he carries a little penlight flashlight and shines it into the lens so they don't take pictures of him with his kids.
For a second, you're going to keep flashing
yeah.
it.
Now, then they got the video of you trying to do that.
Really,
they don't
not,
care.
He's not an MIT scholar, really. He's working with what he's got.
He's I'll also suck him in with my tractor beam laser light.
And again, he's winning. These
he is
two
winning.
People made two babies, just so everybody knows.
Yes.
Well, while we're being scared of robots, we should be scared
Sean
of our
Preston
future.
Sean Preston and Jaden James, who they don't show often, which leads me to believe there might be something wrong with him. Because why
the
are
kid.
You parading the first one all the time and the second one's like Michael Jackson's daughter blanket? Like, what's
well, after
going on?
The first one, she must have partied hard and that must have stayed in her
That
system.
One's crooked.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline has also been cast in a new movie opposite Keanu Reeves. He will play a small but notable role in a thriller called Night Watch.
Kevin Federline?
Kevin Federline with Keanu Reeves and Oscar winner Forest Whitaker.
What the?
Britney can't wear a bra 3 days in a row. And Kevin Federline is in movies with people who won fucking Oscars.
I'm telling you, the agenda. She fell off.
This bitch is tripping.
I think like directors, they just like somebody saw the Super Bowl commercial and goes, that's funny, put him in.
Well, he's going to pay thug number two or whatever the case is, but that's not the point. Britney Spears Sunday night had to be carried out of a LA bar.
Mm-hmm.
She was overheard. She was discovered vomiting uncontrollably in the bathroom.
That's just her new diet.
She told the hotel staffer who found her, I'm sorry, things aren't going well for me at the moment.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Pardon me.
Understatement of the fucking year.
I seem to be having a time.
Hotel security then got a call saying that she needed urgent help. She was found slumped over the toilet with makeup all over her face and her wig hanging off. I guess she took the extensions out this week.
Where's her security? I guess not following her to the bathroom.
Not in the ladies' room. They're probably outside. There was vomit down the front of her dress and around her mouth. She was on her knees and she threw up about 4 or 5 times. They then helped her back up to her room because she couldn't stand by herself.
Oops, I did it again.
Aw, jeez.
like the song that she did.
And Britney news. Britney recently posted a new letter to her website to all of her fans.
Oh.
These are always the greatest.
Yeah. Why do they have to keep
nobody
writing?
But nobody has a friend that, you know, like sometimes Keith writes something and he's like, can you look this over for a second?
Right.
You know, when I'm not around, maybe he sends it, I don't know, maybe he might have sent it to Patrice a couple of times. I don't know. Find a friend.
She has none. You've seen her. You can't have any friends if you're running around town like that. She does not have spell check or a spotter for her letters. I just wanted to Dear fans, I just wanted to reach out to all of you and explain some things that I have been faced with recently. It's funny how so many stories are put out there about people. It's like we all want our side of the story out there as well, but at the end of the day, only a few people care to hear what it is. I used to be angry at tabloids for printing horrible things about me, but now I just try to be numb to what I see. I saw Tyra Banks once get really upset and cry on her show because they made her look fat.
That really stuck with me.
Right. I know what that's like.
Drinking, keeping my kids, nothing, none of that stuck, huh, bitch?
By the way, nobody made Tyra Banks look fat. She gained
but
some
Tyra
weight.
Banks. Recently, I was sent to a very humbling place called rehab. I truly hit rock bottom. To this day, I don't think that it was alcohol or depression. I was like a bad kid running around with ADD.
We were talking about this a little bit yesterday. Yeah, she doesn't think she has any kind of problem.
No, which means she still has a problem.
Right. Where are you throwing up from? It's ADD.
You know, I'm anxious. I had a manager from a long time ago come in and try to direct me in my life after I got a divorce. I was so overwhelmed, I think that I was a little in shock, too. I didn't know who to go to. I realized how much energy and love I had to put into my past relationship when it was gone because I genuinely did not know what to do with myself, and it made me so sad. I confessed, I was lost.
Maybe this is actually written by a third grader, mm-hmm. and she's plagiarizing because she's that dumb.
I'll skip through the junk in the middle and read my favorite line. I think it's normal, actually normal, for a young girl to go out after a huge divorce.
I think it was a bigger issue because I had not gone out in such a long time. Because you were busy being pregnant, stupid. I am 25 and I still do have a lot to learn. And I'm going to make mistakes every day. I'm counting on it, bitch. Every mother loving day. You ain't got no drawers on.
All right, turn the camera.
You have proof that Jesus exists. And I'm sure every mistake I make will probably be on CNN or Good Morning America. You are very ambitious. Good Morning America. Bitch, please. You're going to be on fucking Extra and Access Hollywood. I'm only human, people. And I love you for still loving me. I'm sitting here at home and it's 6:25. She didn't say AM or PM. And both of my sons are asleep. I'm truly blessed to have them in my life. She better say still have them in her life because Kevin Federline is trying to take them babies. Every day is so surreal because you're drunk.
Please hold on, guys. I think I hear two splashes in the back.
Shouldn't have left that tub running. Life in general is so surreal and crazy. I just hope this letter made some of you think a little bit more of me and where I'm coming from. I just want the same things in life that you want, and that is to be happy. I don't want to be happy. I want $1 million. Fuck happy.
Wow, good for her.
I guess we will never really understand or figure out life completely.
Boy, she skipped a lot of things, and we're still on this. Jesus.
That's God's job. I can't wait to meet him or her. Well, you got about 10 good years left on you, and you're just going to jump off a motherfucking bridge, so you're going to meet God real soon. Tell him I said, sup.
God.
See, they write these letters on their blogs. They really think they said something. I hope that makes you know where I'm coming from. You
but
didn't
she said
say
so
anything.
Much and didn't say a word. Yeah,
I skipped the bullshit, and she still didn't say anything.
At least Rosie O'Donnell in her haiku whatever right. actually makes mention
that
to
shit
something.
That makes my eyes itch, though. That are you?
Oh. right out the word.
Did you put a link to this whole...
I will. I have to go home and do things.
BooYouWhore.net. If it's not on there, email her and harass her.
If what's not on there?
Yes.
The link Britney to the Spears whole... Because she's got four pages in front of her that she didn't read. In case you're interested in, you know, such garbage.
Next dumb broad, Brittany Murphy, who who was in Clueless and that movie with Dakota Fanning where she was the nanny.
I remember
Uptown
her,
Girls.
By the way, in Clueless, I was like, wow, look at this girl. She's so not Hollywood and getting to be in what was a pretty big movie with pretty big stars
at the time. Yeah.
And she was a mess.
Oh, yeah.
She had, like, still her baby fat.
Her best movie, though, is a movie called Freeway with Reese Witherspoon. That was actually really good.
Well, no, her hair was frizzy, blah, blah, blah. So I remembered her. She started being in more and more movies, and I was like, how did this girl do that?
Boob job. Brittany Murphy.
She had a boob job? She has no boobs. Really?
She had a boob job at one point. I don't know if she still has them in, but she had a boob job at
one point. We actually saw her. We happened to see her in Clueless and changed the channel, and she was in something more recent. Did she get a lot of work done, like her face? Everything?
She got face work too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's a whole new person.
Nose job, brow lift, all that kind of business.
Because, like,
all that
shit
that makes
shiny.
You look like a cat.
Yeah.
And then she straightened out the hair because remember she was all like curly red hair.
She was a mess, and I don't know. It was so hard for me to find a picture of her at the time. Jess was helping me, but if you have a picture, post it on the forums on the thread for this show because it's nuts, like a before and after thing. Because she looked like
I'm sure if you go to like a awful plastic surgery, there's probably one there of like a before and after split right there.
The Clueless thing was killing me.
So she's gotten married recently. She married a man,
Brittany Murphy.
And the reports are that her new husband is basically a loser. After they knew each other for 4 months, they got married in her home with only their families present. Amongst the troubles that they've discovered about him, he has two warrants for his arrest in Virginia for alleged credit card theft and fraud, an unpaid $7,000 legal bill, and a $502,000 judgment against him by a British investment firm.
And I ask you, Brittany Murphy, did you even Google him?
No.
I understand being
in love.
You gotta
Google everybody.
The first 4 months is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You can fall in love with someone and want to, it is like... It's like drugs. Mm-hmm. Drugs. Google someone.
Google them.
You know you're on drugs.
Or go to the state correctional board. You can search anyone for free and see if they've been in prison.
Because also, you are famous, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're famous.
Get a private investigator. That's the one time I advocate the private investigator sort of situation.
Minimum Googling. Google.
He was also jailed earlier.
But by the way, if I had kids, I would totally private investigate anyone they were serious with.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't tell them.
No, you can't tell them because then they get weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would.
Because then they get weird about it. You know how guys get.
So recently he was jailed for overstaying his tourist visa, and Murphy had to bail him out. Then he began pushing for marriage.
Wow.
She bought her
Maybe
own...
Maybe she really was on drugs.
She bought her own... Well, she used to date Jeff... Well, she was actually engaged to Jeff Quantinez.
Who's that?
Jeff Quantinez owns a company called The Firm. It's a management company. They manage, like, anybody giant you can think of, sports, oh, okay, music, whatever you got. And I used to send him whores. And oh. Jeff Quantinez wow. loves coke, like, a lot.
Okay.
And he, like, coke and whores. And he used to put everything on the company card. And they were dating at the time. And they broke up, like, maybe 2 months after I left my job. So she wow. likes dudes with trouble. So they were doing tons of coke together.
Well, that's how she stays so skinny then.
What you gonna do?
I'm telling you, I'm going on that diet.
A la Britney, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's cheaper to just do Nutrisystem. A la Britney Spears.
You still get the same horrible shit, so
you know,
it's a lot cheaper.
Less sodium. she bought her own engagement ring.
That bugs me out when people do that because...
How bad do you want it?
It's because an engagement ring is supposed to be representative of
what?
Something.
Right.
Otherwise... You know, you're cool.
Now, did
you
buy it
because
you saw a piece you liked and you bought it and you know it was for the both of you? Or did you buy it because you knew he couldn't buy you a huge ass diamond?
But also, did you buy it just because somebody needs to see a ring on your finger?
That's true.
Somebody needs to see a ring on your finger, and every time you look at it, you're going to know that you got it.
Yeah, that's not a good
thing. I think a sizable ring is nice, but if it's too big, it would make me anxious. Like, well, if you're walking around with a $100,000 ring.
Yeah, but they don't really just walk around.
That's true.
It's, yeah.
You do put it away after a certain point.
I have a couple friends who have like
big
rocks.
Which is dumb.
Rocks.
I would have it implanted in my forehead.
You saw Fumi's rock, right?
Yeah.
So I think she turns it around on the train and
which
has
makes
a face
sense.
Inside. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of people she thinks going to take it?
Black people. black people.
The bad people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which one does she feel safer on? The
do
F
you spell,
or the six?
Do you spell bad B-L-A-C-K? Or N-E-G-R-E-O-S?
I don't spell. I just put it in Word.
Oh, okay.
And Word spells it for me.
See, you spell check, but he doesn't
use
spell check.
I would look like the biggest retard if I didn't.
Also, adding to the pile, the fact that her now husband's former fiance, a producer by the name of Tara Rafiq, gave her an engagement ring that he told her was a diamond, and when she went to have it appraised for insurance, it turns out it was a cubic zirconia.
Can I tell you, I'm not very good with diamonds, but I've seen a couple of things on people's fingers, and I can actually tell when it's mm-hmm. not. And I didn't think I knew, but there is a shine to a diamond.
There is, and also there's a new stone called, not new, but relatively new, called moissanite, where it's a lab-created diamond, and even people who know diamonds have trouble telling it apart. But it's also, in the price scheme, that costs almost as much as a diamond, so you wouldn't try to trick somebody
say,
with that per
difficult.
Se.
That's difficult, yeah.
But like a straight-off cubic zirconia, a jeweler probably looked at it and flinged it back, which is the most embarrassing thing in the world if you think you're wearing an actual diamond. And this woman tried to get in touch with Britney to warn her.
I'm sorry. By the way, the ring thing, you can't really get away with anything because if it's a big rock, you have to insure it.
Yeah.
You have to do something with it. And so whoever you're getting married to will know.
They'll find out. Don't think because she's super rich she's not going
to
do it.
Yeah. You actually have to do it, and you end up appraising it for it, mm-hmm. and you find out what it's worth.
You have to do it to add it to home insurance, to add it to fire coverage, all that kind of stuff, because mm-hmm. you can't just have it sitting in the house.
Well, I remember Bobby Mitchell's wife. And you saw the ring, and she's showing it, and you're like, oh,
I could tell
it's
not real.
That's a nice ring, and she could tell. And then Bobby Mitchell's wife says something like, well, it's not real. And I'm just like, oh, thank God, I didn't know how to fucking say. Oh, I felt bad for you.
No, I did not.
Because, girl, I was about to take you to the side.
You thought she didn't know.
Is that what I thought?
Absolutely. And she's like, I would have killed him if he paid this much for a girl ring.
I thought she was really smart for saying that.
You should see my house. In other dumb broad news, this one, a non-famous dumb broad. An off-duty police officer shot and wounded his 18-year-old daughter after he mistook her for an intruder in their Connecticut home.
A cop. Wow.
Where? What part of Connecticut?
Stratford.
Is that a ritzy part?
It's okay. Middle.
Mm. Mm. I didn't know Connecticut had a middle.
It's where all the commuters are. Stratford police said that Tasha Scott had apparently sneaked out to visit her boyfriend late Monday night and came back into the home through the basement.
He's not stupid.
He's not to blame
right.
at all.
Right.
No.
Her
and
father.
He's a police officer. She knows he's ready.
If my daddy is a cop, I ain't sneaking in shit.
Right.
I will ring the doorbell. Look, I did it already. What?
Damn.
He's the one that's on guard.
You will not go out tonight. What are you going to do? Shoot me?
Yes.
Oops.
Did he shoot her to death?
The father, 41-year-old Eric Scott, was awakened by motion sensor lights in his backyard when he went to investigate, found the basement door unlocked.
Oh,
he then
man.
Saw someone in the basement bathroom and fired his service pistol, hitting his daughter in the knee. Wow. At least he doesn't shoot to kill.
Poor man, though.
Her wounds are not considered life-threatening.
Wait, did he even say, like, who are you? I mean, does he just start shooting, though?
That's I gotta say, who are you? Why are you in my house?
Oh, I see. That's true. Like, you're not gonna go, who are you? And
then it's probably, like, 4 fucking a.m. Hey, I'm not gonna say anything. I get
does
shot.
Does he have a wife? I mean, it really could be your kid went downstairs.
What are you doing in the basement?
Well, if your kid's a teenager, guess what you're doing in the basement?
What are you doing in the basement at 4 in the morning? What are you... Good for you.
I'm touching myself.
Good for you. Yeah, you have a room for that.
True.
It is a little weird. Like, that could be anybody in your house downstairs. Yeah.
You have a room for that. Stay in your room.
See,
we
babe,
have a rule.
You want a gun in the house.
You think there's...
You want a gun in
no,
the house.
No, not if you're going to have me open the door and come upstairs. No. I vote no on gun.
If you think that there's, you know, noise in the house, why don't you go and check your daughter's room first?
Huh. You are a policeman. Look,
not to see if she's
I
there,
like
just
the bitch
to see
anywhere.
If she's okay. You assume she's there.
Well, I went to the fray first.
I actually do think it's the guy's fault.
I presume everyone to be in bed. Why are you sneaking around
I
like that?
I think he shot pretty fast, but he did shoot downward, so that's good.
I shoot for the knees. I don't have to kill people.
By the way, the knee could really cripple a person. Did you meet Keith?
Every time your knee hurts, you learn a lesson.
Oh, my God.
I would be scared if I was her boyfriend. Be a little nervous about the day.
Exactly. I don't have to go for your knees. I didn't help make you. The father called 911 when he realized who he had shot, police said. He's been on leave since November after being struck by a truck while on duty. No charges have been filed. Scott is with the New Haven Police Department.
Oh, so he hasn't seen any action
in a couple
while,
months.
So.
Girl, MacGyver was playing in that nigga's head. Let's go.
New Haven is a nice area.
He probably did a roll up the hallway and everything. It must have been cool.
Yeah, I bet his daughter thought it was real cool.
What's his name? What's his name again? His first name?
His name is Eric Scott.
Hey, Eric, good to see you. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot
hey,
me.
Hey, guy, put that away.
You just sounded like such the white man. Hey, guy.
I know enough of them.
How are you, guy?
Good afternoon. Can I do your taxes? Do you have any property that needs appraising? I know how to speak white. Michael Jackson has bought more music. He is famous for owning parts of people's musical catalog. Right. In the 80s, he bought some Paul McCartney songs that, Beatles songs that Paul McCartney wanted, and that's how they ended up having a feud for a little while. But recently, he has bought some Eminem songs.
Oh.
How is Eminem giving up his songs?
He doesn't necessarily have to give it up. Not all artists own their publishing rights.
Is he get back at people, or does he want these songs? Eminem made fun
of
him, and he was
so
disgusted
far the
by
choices
it.
That he's been making are songs that are popular but are still being sold at a pretty reasonable rate.
Wait a
considering.
Minute. But Eminem wrote those songs. If you write it, that's your publishing.
Whatever
Although
the deal
you actually
is,
could give up your publishing.
He don't own some shit. He didn't own it.
That's nutty.
It's not because you appreciate his music. He called you a pedophile in his music.
I'm doing this so I can sell it for commercial use, so I can sell it for every time you want to play it in a movie, you got to cut me in a check.
Oh, it's the best to have publishing.
That's why they say out of all these rappers, the only actual smart one is Master P. He owns all his publishing. He's put out all his own music as far as distribution and everything from start to finish. He did. He'd never contracted an outside company.
Well, guess what? An outside company wouldn't fucking kill him. He sucks.
he can suck all he wants. The South loves his ass. So he bought The Real Slim Shady.
Shut up.
And that song, Without Me.
How is that even up for buying?
Girl, I don't
it's
know.
It's just because the reason why he was able to buy...
He bought the two silly songs. He bought the two silly songs.
The two
songs.
Silly songs that you could play during like the comedy movie during the dance sequence or some bullshit.
Right.
Or it'll be like in a silly commercial about soda or
but
some bullshit.
But it's so soon. The only reason he was able to buy the Beatles thing is because eventually your publishing runs out
run
and
out.
You have an option to rebuy it, but
Which
it's
only
an
means
auction.
Maybe Eminem didn't own originally and someone else owned it and they need to sell it at this point.
Jeez, wow.
And it turns out in his catalog, Michael Jackson also owns songs by Shakira, Bjork, and Beck.
Wow.
So he's been doing this all along. So he's broke, but he's not broke. He's got stuff. He doesn't have money.
Wow.
David Beckham and Posh Spice.
Mm, they're looking good. You know what? Say what you want about them, Patrice. Mm-hmm. They are looking good. And people say, you know what? They're upset. They're not getting the kind of attention they thought they would when they get to America. They are from me, my friends. They are from me.
Good times. They don't need your attention anymore because later this year, they may be knighted. They may be Lord and Lady Beckham.
They should be.
You know, Keith is right when he says, if you're knighted, I'm coming at you with a sword and see what happens.
Put you on a horse, go to war.
Later this year at the Queen's birthday honors, they may be made Lord and Lady Beckham.
Good.
That's stupid.
Good. I like it. For the Attack of the Dragons, we're ready.
I'm the Baroness of Brooklyn, if that's the case.
Lindsay Lohan has unfortunately lost Svedka Vodka as a sponsor for her birthday party. They figure her going back into rehab is not a good selling point for their vodka. She'll still be having her birthday party at Pure. Also circulating, she went back into rehab this week after crashing her car into a tree.
Okay, good.
And which is kind of dumb. She went back to rehab for alcohol when she was actually on Coke and Oxycontin when she crashed into the tree, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, she just has to go to some kind of rehab for us to say she went to rehab so she can get out of this whole mess.
And going back to rehab, of course, people...
Oxycontin, by the way, isn't that the most white trash?
That's amateur, like, college
drug. That's terrible, isn't it?
But remember, she probably got into the shit at, like, 17, where that's what was accessible, even if you are a famous Lindsay Lohan. Not everybody's willing to bring you Coke. And how do I know that it's specifically alcohol and Oxycontin?
How do you know?
You mean Coke and Oxycontin?
Coke and Oxycontin and alcohol.
Oh, okay.
How do you know this?
Because Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael Lohan, called rehab to check on her. And, of course, as a parent, he can find out certain information about her that no one else could. And when he found that information out, he decided to do an interview with E! Online.
Jeez. What a scumbag.
He made the call from alcohol rehab.
What a scumbag.
He's in rehab, calling her rehab to find out why she's in rehab and sell the story to E.
They should have said because of you and hung up.
Exactly. He needs to be killed.
Both her parents are
her mother's orange.
He was trying to... The rehab is like a jail for him, right? And he's trying to...
He just came out of jail and went to rehab.
Does he need permission to like see his daughter in any way?
He's not allowed to see her. There's a restraining order. She wants nothing to do with him. Okay. They're not speaking.
So E probably paid him for the story then, right?
Of course.
Yes. And Lindsay had a hard week overall when she crashed the car into the tree. Her boyfriend, Callum Best, who had left L.A. for a little bit because he's actually from the U.K. His father's George Best, who's he's like one of their football legends. Callum is
football.
Or soccer, as soccer. We tend to call it here. He is a fashion model who's been on reality TV and has a clone named Callum. Cool. He left L.A. to go home, and he came back to support Lindsay. And while doing so, he had some pictures taken in a hotel of him snorting coke over two whores.
Oh. So do people still do that?
If you get enough coke and enough whores.
Jeez, wow.
It's hard scraping up enough coke for that these days.
That's a party, you know. Wow.
So, yeah. They have
it's
photos
a balance on skin so you can snort it.
Right on my
talent.
Hotel door. No well, cameras allowed, idiots.
I think if you do it on a tit that's held.
You've been partying, Patrice.
Yes.
I did
you
it.
You do not need to mentor kids. I'm telling you that
no,
right now.
No, not at all. There's too many pictures of me drunk on the internet.
I did it
That's
once.
That's the only pictures of you on the internet holding an old E.
That was the first time. That was the only reason because I'd never had it before.
First time with old E. Last time was the first time with Jaeger. The time before that
wasn't
was
the first time with Jaeger. That was the first time under
a Jaeger
machine.
I did coke one time off this big fat tit just to do it.
Shut your face.
Yeah, there's nothing
more
attractive
for the tit or the
about
coke.
The woman. What did I? Why did I do
more,
more
for the tit or the coke?
For
like free coke
for the experience.
For the tit coke experience.
Oh, because I'm thinking, are you thinking free coke or free tit?
I'm thinking the coke and tit together. Okay. You know,
who is this?
Is it with Craig? I forget who I don't know the chick.
Fat titted coke whore. But
she's just showing her.
Does she get high?
I know who it was. I think it was Craig's. Craig's roommate that was an artist, and he had a girlfriend, African American girlfriend, that would walk around the house naked all the time, full on naked, and you just come in the house, and they're artists and they're trying to act like it's not weird. Even the boyfriend who does wear clothes, or I wouldn't go over there. Like oh hi, how you doing? I'm like hi.
Afternoon,
oh really?
Sir.
We still hug even though you're naked. Okay.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh my god, really?
So, yeah. So one day I just did coke off her tits, and why not? What's the big deal?
How does one offer that when you come to the house? Well, you want a sandwich, a drink, some coke off my girlfriend's tits? What happens?
You led a good life before me, huh, babe? I'm sorry. I feel like I need to apologize.
I need to go hang out with old Keith because old Keith was partying.
Yeah. Now he hangs out with Brolo while I sleep in the next room.
I'm going to bed. Okay.
And you're saying she wasn't hot?
Well, after the coke.
They do get hotter. No.
No?
No.
It's a shame, because if somebody's going to walk around naked in front of you.
You should at least be
hot. Oh, well.
Okay. So he got caught with two prostitutes in a hotel room. There's, of course, the British are infamous for that grainy, like, black and white. That's how they got Kate Moss with the cocaine. It's that kind of footage of him doing coke off of two prostitutes, and the next day he went to go visit Britney in rehab. Lindsay in rehab.
Oh, they're all in rehab,
they're
you could
same.
Probably visit them all at the same time.
They should just all go to the same rehab and call it summer camp.
Play dodgeball.
I smell TV show.
In late 2009, we can all look forward to the Harry Potter theme park.
Yes.
It's going to be inside of Universal Orlando Studios.
In late 2000 what?
Nine. Wow. They got to build rides and shit.
Right.
It's going to be called The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It will feature rides and interactive attractions.
All on brooms?
You can go to Hogwarts. You go to Diagon Alley and buy things.
That is going to be huge.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
What are some of the rides?
They didn't say specifically because they're still firming it up, but you can go into actual Hogwarts and do things and like cast spells, and then you go to Diagon Alley, which is like the main shopping drag.
You can go
That's
and cast
awesome.
Spells?
Yeah, and you probably have the train station like where Harry goes to jump on the platform.
It's probably sugar sand, the spells, you know?
Yeah, all that kind of bullshit.
Just goofy, whatever. Yeah. I need a ride, though, where you can ride a broom. I'm not going to ride it because I don't give a shit about Harry
They'll probably
Harry
have
Potter,
something where you play like faux Quidditch.
That'd be fun.
Yes.
That I would do.
That would be
They're
fun.
They're not going
to
have
really
that.
Fly around and chase
All right.
A ball
Don't ruin
with
my
wings.
Don't make it
would
strange.
Be fun.
Please,
Don't
let
make
me have
strange.
This. Please.
I hope you can
Don't
fight
do
a dragon.
Don't be an asshole.
Before you continue, because I mentioned Dodgeball, I just want to say really quick again, July 13th, we'll be heading on a bus at 6 o'clock in the morning from New York to Toronto. Meet us in Toronto if you're in Toronto or in the Toronto area. And I remind you, if you're in Detroit, Buffalo, or Chicago, you're kind of in the general area. So meet us up there. We're going to have the screening of Keith's new DVD that will be coming out July 13th. So on July 13th in the evening in Toronto, we're going to be in the downtown area by the downtown court in Toronto. July 13th for the screening, July 14th for Dodgeball, July 15th for a live Keith and the Girls show, July 16th, get on the bus again, head back to New York or whatever you want to do on the 16th.
Like Mexico.
Right. But,
did you say Chicago?
It's about 5 hours from there.
Okay.
Yeah. But Detroit is about 2 hours. Buffalo is about 2 hours. And just even though we don't have the venues, we just want to let you know that we're getting some sort of group rate for accommodations. And all the venues, including the accommodations, will be in the downtown Toronto area, and which is a small area. Everything is like
to put it
be-
on Yonge Street. It's the longest street in the world.
Really?
All I know about Toronto. I had to throw out the one thing I know. And Yonge with an E.
Now you're confusing people and they're going to think one of these things is on Yonge Street.
And probably end up. It's the longest street in the world.
I hope so now.
Be on Yonge Street. A woman in Kansas City, Missouri has made a very interesting offer.
Mm.
She has offered, she wrote a letter to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And has offered to serve Paris Hilton's jail sentence for her.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think she understands. It's wow on so many levels. First of all, that's not how prison
that's
works.
That's not how jail works.
But wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's not like you could go to the jail and tag out Charles yeah. Manson for a few days. That's not how shit works. He did it. He got to sit there.
Wow.
Be like, yo, chalet, you want to go check out shit outside? Let me give me a tag. Like Hulk Hogan and shit. In the league. No, you can't do that.
How old is this girl?
She,
I assume it's a girl.
She's a grown woman in like her 30s.
Wow.
You are old enough to know better.
And you know she's like telling her friends, like, I don't see why he wouldn't let me do it. I'm willing to do it. Assholes. Government bureaucracy.
Wow.
See, we're holding the Bible to do. People feel bad for you.
I'll do it. I've done bad shit. I hope she actually is like on the lam for something.
They should put her in jail for even suggesting it.
What do we need to do for that to happen? Like, if we ever have to go to jail, somebody goes, I'll tag you out.
Right.
That is nuts. What do I need to do? Carry around a small, dumb puppy? What is that?
I don't want to go to jail.
Jeez.
I want to go.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I'll go for you.
I'll go for you, and I'm sure you'll remember me. I don't need fame or fortune. You brought me so much happiness.
What motherfucking productive thing will she do during those 23 days she's not in jail while right. Mary's in jail for her?
Crying.
That bitch better cure AIDS. If I tag in to go to jail for you.
Right.
Hey, what's up? You're on Keith and the Girl.
What's up? It's Matt B.
Hey,
Matt B.
I'm amidst editing some arm wrestling footage, and I just wanted to give you guys two little tidbits that I completely forgot about that I'm having trouble breathing because it's so funny.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
Oh, my.
One is as soon as Deuce hits the screen, you can't cut. You're not allowed to because he doesn't.
That nigga's nuts.
So... The moment he's on screen, he is owns the screen. The other thing is I totally forgot that he made Jess NYC into the prize for the night.
Oh, shit. No, that's right. Are you the As soon as he saw her, are you the prize? The prize tonight?
And he kept at it, too. Yeah. And you know how she does
he
not want any attention.
He kept wanting to arm wrestle, but I challenged that nigga to a shot-for-shot drinking contest, and he kept trying to keep it quiet.
I remember that. That's true.
Don't try to keep it quiet. I'll tear you up right now.
Yes. Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys. I'm going to try and finish this up so we can get out for the kids.
Oh,
very cool.
Yeah, like he's still laughing.
All right, take care. Thanks, man.
That's awesome.
All right.
I'm very, very excited about it.
We're going over there tomorrow night to work on the DVD and on this, so it should be out, I think. I don't want to...
Work on the comedy stand-up, you mean?
Yeah, on the stand-up DVD and also on the dodgeball, on the arm wrestling thing.
Got that shit on your mind, don't you? Just dodgeball. Got a uniform yet? Better go down to American Apparel, get your shit together.
How come all our events about hurting people?
And uniform.
Don't people just hang out anymore? going back to Paris Hilton, excuse me, Han Solo 69 says, how about that Paris Hilton lookalike chick? Maybe that'll work.
She's actually on that show where all the lookalikes are competing, that new reality show. She's on that show. Her name's Natalie something.
What is she going to compete? She's so fragile and so nothing.
No, not compete in sports.
No. What compete then? Who's the best lookalike. That's the new show.
I would love to see her move more than...
That was funny because they promoted that show on The View the other day and they had the fake Howard Stern lookalike because, you know, Howard Stern would never go on that show. And I actually turned back for a second like, what the fuck is going on? The world has gone topsy-turvy. And
did
it was
he look like him?
He dead on look... Well, you put on any Jew guy with the glasses and the hair.
Wow, Patrice.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Now
wow.
I'm the racist.
Wow, Patrice.
He was a 6 foot tall Jew dude with a giant nose with glasses on.
Wow.
That looks like
wow.
Howard Stern.
Wow.
Wow.
Maybe I look like Howard Stern to you. Wow.
Oh, call me a nigga, we're even.
I'm saving that for this weekend.
You got
we're having
one nigga.
What are we playing?
We're playing everything.
We're going to a park to
reindeer
celebrate Lori's husband's birthday. Oh.
That's right, reindeer games. Give me the ball, nigga. Okay.
That one of those is coming at you, Patrice, and you can't say shit.
And the final thing on Lindsay being in rehab, she was set to start shooting a movie called Poor Things with Shirley MacLaine, and Shirley's written a letter because, you know, they do press releases because everybody assumed that she got fired from the movie. In the spirit of helping Lindsay and her rehabilitation, we've been asked to comply with her wishes and continue working on the movie. We're trying to rearrange the shooting schedule to facilitate her working at the end of the shoot and coincide with the completion of her rehab. We wish her love and blending of mind, body, and spirit, Shirley MacLaine.
Well, thank you.
You needed that.
That's good. No, everybody needed that.
She needed that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
She needed that.
No, it's... These celebrities are good to each other, is what I'm saying.
Coca-Cola this week bought Vitamin Water, a company that we all have heard of.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that earlier
this week.
You did? Uh-huh.
Did you talk about 50?
We didn't talk about it. No,
talking about more detail.
Me and Hemda, we didn't talk about it at all, actually. Me and Hemda were reading the thing in the car.
Oh, right. I get confused.
She does that shit with TV. I told you.
She got
temporary Alzheimer's at all times. And then on this episode of Gilmore, you made me watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You made me sit there and watch the fucking Gilmore Girls. And now you're going to tell me about how Rory's really Lorelai. Lorelai's Rory. Whatever.
You're confusing friends right now, Patrice.
I am.
Yes, you are.
That
I do
other
not
bullshit
get that
show.
Gay.
Okay.
Right.
I go, where did you eat today? And she goes, that next place down the street. I'm like, that place isn't real.
All right. So okay.
I got to go to school and finish. Stop it. It's a show.
I swear, every time I used
go
to
back
watch
to the dorms at Harvard,
I got
to
catch up Gilmore Girls. I know they're done, but I had to stop because the repeats weren't in a row. Mm-hmm. Like
you weren't consecutive. You were watching it on ABC Family, correct?
Yeah. Okay. And then they all of a sudden started from a weird place.
You
and
may
I
have
like,
to
I'm
hurry
done.
Up and catch up because side gossip. They may be the creator, Amy Sherman Palladino, is kind of pissed with the way it ended, which would happen because she didn't direct or write the last season. And they're thinking about doing a 2-hour movie at the end of the summer to totally wrap everything up because they didn't know they were going
to
be canceled.
I need to just get my shit together about where I was and Netflix it. But I Netflix it. What? What's the movie I asked you to Netflix? And we had it for 2 weeks now. To Kill a Mockingbird. I still haven't watched it.
I love that movie.
It.
That's the black and white version?
That a lot of people are saying it's good.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I haven't watched it yet. So I'm scared to take up more Netflix stuff. but every time I used to watch it, Keith would hear it. Specifically, this man calls me from upstairs and says, and we do it to each other. When you come upstairs, can you get me this? You know, like how you do whatever. Will specifically get up, go downstairs and go, Lorelai! And just walk back upstairs.
I like that. That's funny.
That's a worse show.
That's fucking humorous. Isn't it awful? If my mother was my friend like that, I'd stab her.
She is annoying.
That's what the fuck. Get out of my grill. Get out of my grill. Well, anyway, Vitamin Water was sold to Coca-Cola.
And sorry. So this is what we read. Like, I forget, who's the baseball player that...
There's a baseball player. See, the deal with Vitamin Water is they're a New York-based company. They're actually out in Whitestone. And they were very small in the beginning, although they had distributing nationally. As far as money they had to spend, they were a small company. So to get people to do ads, they would sort of give them a flavor that would be representative of them. And then instead of paying them, would give them a percentage of the company in hopes that one day they'd make some money.
So there was 50 Cent is the
50 Cent to
the
put
taste
out
of blood
to put out his own flavor, that purple one. they gave him 10% of the company because he was going to totally be over commercials, radio. He was doing voice things. He was
putting it in. That's a huge amount, though.
He was putting it in video. The kids are going to buy it because at the time he was 50. Like, right. He had just hit. It was up on all the videos, da 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 da. Cut to now, they've sold the company to Coca-Cola, even though it'll retain itself separately because they don't want to totally put it in the Coca-Cola brand. So they'll still be running things. 50's 10% is now worth $400 million.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So at the time he did it because it was I'm sure he saw the money making potential, but also he said that he did it because it was something that he was drinking the fuck anyway. So, right. And it's called Formula 50. So they played off of his name.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my
they
God.
Made him the brand. So now the percentage that he sold is worth $400 million. There was a baseball player, I don't quite remember his name, but I believe he had a 1 or 2%, and that's now $20 million. As opposed to a regular endorsement for the level baseball player he was, he might have gotten $500,000 to $1 million. He now has this $20 million stake in this company. They can either sell it off and actually get the cash, or retain it for when, because now when people are thinking about buying the stock, they're thinking they'd be eaten by Coca-Cola. This much more money is going to go into that. So that it's $400 at the day of the sale. It's probably worth much more now.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. These I almost
people,
cried.
These people can pay
right
off
there.
The national debt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can change everyone's life.
It's actually kind of awesome. It was sort of like the whole dot-com boom, where if you got in early and you know, had faith in the situation, that you could make money.
Instead of a song about bad neighborhood, you could change the neighborhood.
That's right. I gave the neighborhood vitamin E.
Right, and have $399 million left over.
No, listen, I know that everyone spends celebrity money or, you know, right. stuff like this, because it's like, wow, that was easy. And I know he had a mm-hmm. very difficult life and whatever, but... Wow.
I'm sure they negotiated hard for that 10%.
Wow.
I'm sure that he still did the publisher's clearinghouse dance in his underpants at his house when he found out it was worth $400 million, celebrity or not.
Underpants?
Because in comparison to what you did to get the money, you did a couple prints. Shit, yeah. That you were doing anyway. Publicity you were doing anyway.
Holy
you
shit.
Got to hold it up in the video. You were making the video anyway. He really didn't go out of his way to make this $400 million.
I think I would let someone shoot me 9 times for $400 million.
He actually only got shot 8. Nobody knows this.
8, not 10. I'll 2 up him.
Are they shooting you in the knees? Because that... What? Ooh, girl.
No. I still need to be
Can
able
they miss
to...
a couple times and like only 5 hit you?
Wherever he got hit and still stayed alive and still looks like that,
there you
I'll
go.
Take it.
So now you want to be a buff black man. Good times.
Fine.
Go ahead, Keith. Cuddle that. Go ahead, spoon it. Yums. Yums. You don't need magnums no more. Y'all can fight over them. It's my magnum. That's my magnum, son.
We're assuming I now have $200 million, right?
Yes.
A little mouthwash, I'm good.
Damn. And wrapping up the black people news at the end of the Dumb Broad edition.
Wow.
A pilot for Comedy Central has come forward. And before I tell you what it is, I would like to say... I would go to my mother's house, ring the doorbell, and kill her, and then go tell everybody I did it if I could be on this show.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
First of all, you want to kill your mom, so.
Well, no, I'd tell everybody I did it.
Oh, okay. It's not like you're putting yourself out.
No. I'd just get Paris to do the time for me.
By the way, if your mom got killed, they'd be knocking at your door first, right?
Yeah.
But I'd be your alibi.
Thank you. We were having Thai food.
Oh, okay. That would certainly be your alibi.
And then I'll take you for Thai food.
What is the show? I'm excited.
They have given David Alan Greer a new television show.
Okay.
Remind me, David
Alan Greer is
in
I find
color.
Him very, very cheesy. He's hilarious on In Living Color.
In the Army Now with Pauly Shore.
Okay.
He's very, very funny, sometimes a little too cheesy. Right now he's hosting
I don't think he's funny.
He's hosting
I know what show you're talking the sketch comedy show that's right. on ABC. That's actually been canceled, but good times. Thank God You're Here is right. what it's called. Comedy Central gave him a new show. It's going to be the black version of The Daily Show. It's going to feature sketches and news reporting on urban pop culture.
Okay.
And it's going to be called David Alan Greer's Chocolate News. Oh, God, take me now. I need to be on Chocolate News, please.
I think you'd be awesome on Chocolate News.
Just please. I won't be able to sleep. I would get cable. I would really get cable. That's ridiculous. Chocolate News. That's the best name for a TV show ever.
He probably doesn't even have plans for it to work.
When does that come out?
In the fall. I was at work doing notes, and I almost sat up like, yes, chocolate.
So it'll actually come out in the winter?
Well, Comedy Central, exactly. It'll be late. And it comes on anywhere between 8 and 10 p.m. It depends on whether it's a Friday night, because you know it takes longer on Fridays. That's why y'all have me come here on Thursday. If it was Friday, shit, you'd be having a 4 a.m. show instead of a midnight show. That's ridiculous.
Portions, not in Toronto, says, I'm a buff black man, Keith. I have 200 mil.
I know, homo. I know.
Wait.
Let's worry about you getting out of high school
does
first.
Does he take turns hitting on us? Oh, no. He wanted to be my gay friend, right?
Who, Portions for Foxes?
I think. Yeah. Okay.
He called in a soccer girl show, the clips on the forums, saying how he's in love with me.
And oh, I'm not saying it.
Oh, that was awesome.
Because when I talk with my voice like this, it is sexy.
That's your radio Casey Kasem voice right there.
I don't blame the boy.
Oh, my. That's smooth, Keith.
Yes, it is.
That's the Billy Dee Williams malt liquor voice.
Oh, hush.
Code 45.
Oh, hush.
For when you're keeping it small.
Anything else before we get out of here?
That's it.
Bye. KeithandTheGirl.com.